It's Tuesday the 16th of July and this is Radio Sweden Daily. Police are still trying to fully identify the two bodies found in a burnt-out car in Malmö on Sunday, but say they have an idea now of who the two deceased people are. The car was registered in Denmark, but the two people found are not thought to be Danish citizens, police tell Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Malmö. The incident's being investigated as murder. Foreign Minister Tobias Billström is once again calling on Swedes to avoid travelling to Lebanon, as hostilities between Israel and the Iran-backed Lebanese militia Hezbollah intensify. In an opinion piece for the newspaper Expressen, the minister says there are currently around 2,000 Swedes in Lebanon who are being urged to leave, while a further 5,000 are expected to travel there this summer. He says they risk getting stuck if the conflict escalates, and they can't expect Sweden to help them leave. He says it's alarming to see parents expose their children to the risks that this entails, writing that Lebanon is currently not a suitable choice of holiday destination. Sweden's national women's soccer squad is playing a crucial qualifier tonight ahead of next year's European Championship, but they'll need to win their match against reigning champions England in order to make it through. If they lose tonight in Gothenburg, the Swedish side will still get another chance at the playoffs this autumn. And two woodpeckers said to have caused around 50,000 kroner worth of damage to a property in Skellefteå can now be shot. Great spotted woodpeckers are a protected species, but the county administrative board is allowing for a hunt on the two birds, given the extent of the damage. The owner of the property has previously tried to keep the birds away by other means, but this hasn't worked. And those were today's headlines. We'll be back again tomorrow.